Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays, now with Josh Nason. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about. Busy weekend. It was a busy weekend, and we got a lot of busy weekends upcoming. This past weekend was Saturday night's main event. We can take you through everything that happened there. We have got Redemption coming up this coming Sunday. That is the AEW show with Kenny Omega and Kevin Knight as the main event. And then, of course, the following weekend is two nights of SummerSlam. And we have more. We know more about SummerSlam after Saturday night's main event. So we'll take you through all of that here today. We got Raw tonight. We got Dynamite on Wednesday. We got NXT on Tuesday, but I'm not sure there's a card for NXT yet. It might be out there, but I haven't seen it. So if anyone knows where it is, let me know. And then we got all the news. Nikki Bella and a very interesting comment from John Cena. We got Saturday night's main event. We got some ticket sales as well as Raw coming up on tonight. How that show is doing. And we have got a lot of information about these WrestleMania 43 watch parties. They've announced one, and there are going to be others. And obviously, there's a point to all of this. So we'll get into that here today. Got updates on Octagon Jr. and Tenzan's final match, the G1 tournament, and plenty more. Of course, we're going to be joined today by Filthy Tom. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X, and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Tom made me so mad during the break, but then right literally as we were going to go on the air, I loaded up the Wrestling Observer. Go to the Wrestling Observer Twitter. And the very first story up there right now is Dave and I talking about Bailey. And look at the picture they used for this discussion. What's going on with Bailey, it asks. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm also wondering what's going on with Bailey.
That's, of all the pictures to use, like, it's supposed to be like a serious issue, but I'm like, okay. Hey, we got a lot to get into here today. Tom's back in this country. Was I wrong?
Oh, I mean, my God. Fantastic job on part of the video editor.
Oh,
Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go on, I have a real problem with the way you opened up this show. Did you watch NXT last week?
Yeah.
They set up every single match on that show pretty
much. Did
they? Yes! Tony D'Angelo versus Naraku
in a street fight. Yeah, yeah.
Reina Vulcan debuts. Sean Spears and Nico Vance. Hank is trying to get revenge on Keanu Carver.
Well, good job, Tom. Thank you.
Right?
Apparently, I just deleted it. And, dude, listen.
You deleted it?
Well,
It does not work like that.
Hold on, stop. I have all of the lineups for future shows in my notes. They're there all the time. I must have deleted the lineup for next week's NXT, which happens. I had a lot of stuff this weekend, dude.
Hey,
I don't even know why. I watched SmackDown. I watched Collision, which I was kind of warned about. I watched Saturday Night's Main Event. And, yes, cheap plug, everybody. Last night, I submitted the very last thing that I had to submit for Pro Wrestling for Dummies, which is coming out in a couple of months. It was deadline, as in last chance to make any corrections, last chance to change anything. It's going to lay out this week. I'm done. So I was kind of busy reading every last single chapter again and trying to make sure there was, I mean, there's, everyone will find something, but I did my best. And yes, what is that?
Well, look at this, Brian. I have in my hands, which you can find
your
on
afterward?
Amazon. Yes, the afterword, which I wrote for Ian Douglas, only built for Turkish links, the Turkish invasion of American pro wrestling, forward by JBL, none other than JBL himself, who apparently, the Terrible Turk, is his favorite wrestler.
What?
Something like that, yeah. I got to read it. Please, I just got it in.
Hold on. Please just scan and see if you can find that part.
Okay.
I'm going to put the NXT lineup in here while you do it.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you have the lineup for night 8 of the G1?
I could get it.
You said you have all the lineups.
Well, not like...
ready to go.
Not like every night of the G1. I mean, come on. So tell me about how JBL's favorite wrestler is the Terrible Turk. Are we talking about the turn of the century Terrible Turk?
The 1900s, yes.
That's his favorite wrestler.
I believe so, yeah. He said he is the prototype heel, the original, the first. Yusuf started it all, and Ian Douglas paints the picture of the Terrible Turk as if we were there with him as he started riots and sold out arenas. He was the world's first great heel and perhaps the best of all time. Every heel that followed certainly owes Yusuf their gratitude.
Actually, I will say this, okay?
When you think about JBL,
well, I was going to say he was a pretty big babyface in Turkey. I mean, just when he left, that he was a heel. But
hold on, are you sure?
I mean, actually, I'm not sure. If we're being honest,
because
I presume
there were a ton of other Turks as well that he was against. It's not like he was the only one in Turkey. There were others, which are actually discussed in this very book.
But
and there are still some very good. Some very good Turkish wrestlers. Some of the best in the world.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The Terrible Turk, the story was that, like, he could never be defeated. And these were, like, legitimate matches. And usually, especially turn of the century, like, you know, these people all lied. They all told stories.
This is...
I don't think we found any proof that the Turk was beaten.
It's pretty close to being true. You know, obviously...
Yeah.
Creative liberties are taken a lot of times, and especially then. I don't know, I'd have to go back and read through JBL's thing again, but to me, that's like the first gimmick, like a long-running gimmick. You know, you have all these beasts throughout wrestling history.
Well, I think we got to go back to King of Wrestlers, Charles.
Shut up.
He was a gimmick. There's,
I said long-running, passed through generations. There's been multiple Nature Boys, have there not?
Sure.
And the Terrible Turk is the first of those, you know?
He was the first of several Terrible Turks. That is correct.
Yes.
But he was a bad
stable
dude.
Of Terrible Turks.
Legitimate bad dude. One of the baddest dudes. Maybe the baddest of all time. Maybe.
Gama.
Maybe. Yeah, Gama was as well.
Gama is
Gotta
be up there.
We gotta get some actual news here. Then we'll get back to Gama later. Actually, this is not real news, but this is my favorite story of the day. I think it was a week or two ago on the Brian and Vinny show. Like, we had a granny question. What incident in your life was when you realized that you were actually old? You know, and I'm sure granny's was like when she was actually old. But like for us that are not quite that old, like when did you realize like one day, God, I'm old? You know, it's always I had a kid in my class who was born in 2011
I can
or whatever.
Tell you exactly what it was.
When was it?
I was at the coffee shop in 2018 here, and I went to grab a coffee, and the manager comes up to me after he sees me like at the register paying and goes, "Hey man," he introduced himself. He said, "If you ever need something here, let me know and I'll hook you up." And I said, "Oh, you like know who I am?" He goes, "Yeah, I used to watch you when I was in middle school." And I was like, this guy is the manager at like a restaurant in Las Vegas. So that was like, that had to be 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
Do you realize?
Or it was probably 13, actually. But
years and years ago, Alex Shelley was on the show. And he mentioned that he was a subscriber to Figure Four Weekly when he was 11. 11. A child. Do you realize?
Dude, hold on. I cannot imagine. Finn is about to be 11 years old, right? I cannot imagine him
when
going
Alex
like, "Hey,
Shelley
Papa,
was Finn's
I want to get
age.
Wrestling Observer."
He was no the Figure Four, not even the Observer.
Well,
oh my God.
Wow.
The Figure Four Weekly is older than MJF. But anyway, this is another reason I figured out it was old. So Dark Side of the Ring, in celebration of its next episode, announced it is partnering with independentwrestling.tv and Enjoy the Ride Records for a, are you ready for this? Because I'm not. A limited edition VHS release of its upcoming Necro Butcher versus Samoa Joe documentary from season 7. I am so old that people are now reminiscing. VHS. VHS is nostalgic. What? Guys, VHS sucks.
Brian.
What?
Compact disc is also nostalgic.
Compact discs, at least, it was pretty high fidelity, okay? At least with records,
That's not what we're talking about.
I know,
about.
But no, I am talking about it. With records, there's like
old.
A vibe
like an
to
audio
vinyl.
Audio quality, you nerd.
Okay, it's a vibe.
Oh, my God.
VHS.
It's a vibe.
The quality sucks. No, it sucks.
So the CDs. You gotta keep taking them in and out. Are you kidding me? What a pain. They break all the time. They're super inconvenient. You have to store them in these cases, which take up a bunch of space. You can't even, otherwise, you're going to get that big book with 900 of them in there, and then you got to rifle through it. And I got them try to, like, index them up, like, from A to Z, and then some movies
okay,
in the back.
Okay, we got to go to a break.
Some of them are burned.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I promise we'll talk about some wrestling today, but hold on a second. Dom, you don't even know what a VHS tape is?
So this is what's funny. I tried to tell you that I was screwing with you, and you never let me get it out.
Ah, you idiot!
I'm from the 1991.
I
had all
knew
the Disney
it.
Movies on VHS. I was giving you a hard time, but you wanted this on the air.
I did. Because, like, you're no spring chicken, brother. You were when you started, but you ain't anymore.
We're aware.
Almost the same age now. Now, listen, everybody. Tom, don't you dare interrupt, okay? Just shut up for 1 second. Guys, listen to my point.
It's been over.
Oh, my God! I'm muting you for a second. Guys, listen, okay? Vinyl is one thing, okay? These audiophile nerds, they're going to tell you that vinyl, it's 3D. It's not clinical like CDs or MP3s. There's a 3D's, like it's better. They'll tell you that, okay? Obviously, CDs, super high fidelity. MP3s, super high fidelity. You want to talk about film? Go back to film. Go back to a film. Go back to a movie shot on film in the 50s, okay? You can turn that into a 1080p HD. Like, the quality, it's high. You're shooting on film, okay? VHS sucks. There's nothing about it that's good. It doesn't look better. It doesn't sound better. It doesn't look more real. It doesn't sound more real. It sucks. It's up there with a cassette tape or an 8-track. It sucks. You went from film or even vinyl to then all this crap. And now here we are. It's, you know, you can get a very, very high quality MP3 recording. You can get 4K. But there was that period in the middle where the quality just sucked and it was cheap. Now, people are like, oh, I reminisce for the days. Like these people, oh, I reminisce for the days of mixtapes. I'm gonna record some grunge on a cassette. Stop it. It sucks. Now, what do you want to say, Tom? I am sweating profusely right now. Yeah, it is about the quality. It is about the quality. Stop with this. Oh, I love the sound. I love the sound of cassette tapes.
Anybody out there? Does anybody know what an SM4700 is?
Off yeah.
the top of their head?
Bro, where are you going to buy a VHS?
I asked Brian a question.
Get a VHS player.
I asked Brian a simple question during the break about what kind of microphone that I could plug
into
a laptop.
An SM58.
And he freaks out on me.
An SM58. Tom didn't know what an SM58 is.
Who the hell knows that, Brian?
Literally everybody who's ever recorded anything in the history of man.
Is that something John Connor knows what it is?
Bro, this microphone.
I mean, come on.
Honestly.
Is that a booth at the Peep Show?
There's probably more SM58s out there than frickin' McDonald's sold burgers. It's the cheapest, lamest, $100.
Just because you know what it is.
Everybody knows who it is.
Rectum.
Everybody. Tom, how many times have you done a promo during a wrestling show? How many times?
Well, I usually don't win, and they don't give me the mic.
Okay, every last single time you've ever done a promo on a wrestling show, you've used an SM58. Every last single time you've seen someone do a promo on WWE, on AEW, on TNA, it's an SM58. It's like the most used mic on the planet because it's $100 and it's indestructible. And nerds who don't know how to use a mic and they want to take the mic and throw the mic, it's an SM58. So that's what you want to get, brother. Are we going to talk about any wrestling?
I cannot wait to see you in person. friend.
I can't, Tom.
Because you don't
even Lance, even Lance Storm, every stand-up comedian knows the SM58. Correct. Anyone who's ever done karaoke, anyone who's ever done anything. Yes.
Have you heard my attempts at stand-up comedy? You and Lance should both know that I am no stand-up comedian.
But you've done it.
Touche.
And you've used an SM58. Now.
I'm gonna grab a hold of you. Wow. I'm gonna bend you.
Excuse me. Yeah, you did this once before.
I'm gonna bend you backwards.
I gave you my crotch, and you tried to rip it in half.
Will you shut up for 10 seconds? I'm gonna bend you backwards over a desk. I'm gonna rear back, and I'm gonna punch you right in the nose, like Bailey did to Lyra Valkyria.
Am I gonna end up like that picture of Bailey? I am absolutely dying at that photograph. I have a photo of me in that position. I saw this. I gotta find it. Hold on a second. Talk about Saturday night's main event.
Well, are we gonna talk about SmackDown?
No, who
too?
Cares?
I mean, we have
Saturday night's main event.
We have 2 seconds left.
I got more I can do, but do Saturday night's main event while I find this picture.
All right, Saturday night's main event opened up. We are in Madison Square Garden. I think before the show, like I heard rumblings last week of tickets not doing well, 9,000 out, but I believe they said over 15,000.
Well, they did, but they did significant. They did a Raw there on March 30th of this year. So that was only like 4 months ago. 18,000. And this one did 15. So they are in the middle of the summer. They're slowing down in terms of ticket sales, but I mean, if we're being honest,
I thought it was pretty good. So we had Brie Bella and Paige defend the women's tag titles against Lainey Reed and Fallon Henley of the Fatal Influence stable to open the show. There was a distraction and a double team wheelbarrow stun gun. This allowed the young challengers to get the heat on Paige, who has a history of neck issues. Well, actually, they didn't get the heat on her because she also got the hot tag like 2 minutes later. And this is very confusing. JC Jane kept interfering. It was all over the place, not in a way which I would describe as good. JC Jane turned over an O'Connor roll right in front of corrupt referee Jessica Carr. And in the least impressive manner, Fatal Influence has won the women's tag team titles.
No Nikki Bella. Even though she was in town.
Didn't you say they showed her on the pre-show?
Yeah, they showed her showing up in town with them.
Did you ever watch that Trick Williams Laredo Kid
match? No, I did not watch.
Did they show it? Was this aired?
It was on YouTube.
Oh.
Like Vinny found it before the show. I was astounded.
No, I thought he saw clips.
No, I think he saw the match.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe someone's
like that ballpark brawl. I was like, what?
JD McDonough took on Danhausen, no DQ. This is absolutely bonkers when you think about the ascension of Danhausen. Wait a minute. Danhausen uncursed the Knicks all the way to the NBA title. And he's there wrestling in Knicks colors in Madison Square Garden. Like I said, truly remarkable when you think about it. Dom Mysterio's with JD, distracts Danhausen almost immediately with a stolen Knicks jersey so that JD could jump up from behind, which, why not? It's no DQ. He should. Dom, he's just blatantly helping JD on the floor. Danhausen got the jersey back. This fired him up for a comeback. He got a 2 count with a stun dog millionaire. Dom and JD double teamed him, ripped the jersey apart off his body, and then they pulled out a table. There was a little person on it from under the ring as they pulled it out, and then more little people appeared on top of the announce desk.
Minihausen.
They attacked Dom and JD, and they were successful for a very short time. And then Dom and JD just started beating the crap out of them, tossing them around. Danhausen flees from the ring. He runs up the ramp. He gets the stuffed cat. And this is like he already took Hiromu's gimmick. Hiromu hasn't even made it to NXT. And the stuffed cat has already been
that may change. That may change tomorrow.
Yeah. So this stuffed cat goes through the cloning machine. It comes out as Carl Anthony Towns, the center from the New York Knicks. And like at the beginning of this, I was thinking, how are they going to pay this off? There's no way this is going to work. He gets the cat. I'm thinking, there's no way this is going to work. What are they going to do? The Littlehausens were, I mean, I like seeing them, but we've already seen them. So as the payoff, it wasn't scintillating to me. But this Carl Anthony Towns came out. He looked twice the size of El Gigante.
He was huge.
He gets in the ring. He grabs a hold of JD, lifts him as high as possible, choke slams him and Dom through the table. Danhausen curses them. He hits a Danhausen death drop, and he got the win. I rather enjoyed that.
Hey, it worked out great in the end.
Yeah.
The match itself was just kind of there, but...
We had the People's main event after that. My main event, Lyra Valkyria versus Bayley. Lyra, she's got this new disheveled look, a disheveled attitude. She looks like she is trying to audition for a role on the runway with Jacobim Mugatu's new Derelict 2026 catalog. And they beat the crap out of each other. As we mentioned earlier, and this was the best thing I saw all weekend. And I watched BKFC in Italy, which was a bloodbath in a lot of fights. But this was the worst thing I saw. I watched Ryzen. God. This was the most vicious blow of the weekend. It's early on in the match. And this is a grudge match, so hey, right up my alley. Bayley grabs a hold of Lyra. She drags her across the apron, like places her back first on the apron, rears back, and I don't know that I could describe it any better than Big Vinny V did when he said, I don't think that Bayley was trying to hit her as hard as she could in the face. However, if she tried to, it would not have been any different.
It was brutal, dude.
And Lyra is leaking blood everywhere.
Guys, she just took her arm and just went thump right on her freaking nose. Like, it wasn't like Lyra was in motion. It wasn't
Bayley placed her there. It wasn't even like
she
Lyra
gently put her
in a position
exactly where she was supposed to be. Lyra just gave her face, and Bayley went boom as hard as she could. Hold on, everybody. Observer Live.
Instant Kohl's Cash is powerful. You spend $25 and earn $10 Kohl's Cash to use instantly on nearly everything store-wide. So now you're grabbing new shoes and nodding at your receipt like you negotiated the deal. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members earn 3x rewards. Get instant Kohl's Cash this weekend at Kohl's. Offer valid July 23rd through 26th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's Cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. 800-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's Protection Zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and third-party insurers.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Yeah.
Hey, so before the break, Bayley had murdered Lyra, right?
Oh, well, hold on. I mean, she punched her in the face.
Yeah.
Lyra came back and actually murdered her.
Not even punched. She clubbed her. She clubbed her.
Yeah. Lyra choked her out. Bulldog choke, middle of the ring. Bayley was unconscious, foaming at the mouth. Then Lyra posted her, choked her out again, gave her a nightwing sort of on the stairs. Then she stood on her hands as Bayley was draped backwards over the steel steps. I mean, I loved it. I don't know how else to put it.
It was I'm
never gonna forget that punch.
I would say that it was very compelling. I don't know if it was a great match.
Yeah, you know.
But it was extremely compelling.
Right. You know what a couple of my favorite matches are that I will never forget? Is like Big Show versus Akebono sumo match. You know what I mean?
I do.
Big Show versus
match, yes.
Floyd Mayweather. John Tenta, Koji Katao. I'm not sure they're all good.
They weren't.
I mean, they no. But they're compelling as hell.
They were compelling.
So we also had Gunther and Sami Zayn take on Cody Rhodes and CM Punk in the main event.
This was a good match.
Bro, just take it away, please. Because I'm not
going to. Oh, this Nick Aldis thing?
Oh, what do you think? Oh, this Nick Aldis
thing? Well, I mean, I've ranted
about
it so many times.
Yeah, you've been ranting and raving. Yeah, but
okay,
not on
here's
this show.
Here's the short version, everybody, okay?
Not
here's,
where I can push those buttons.
Here's the short
that are
version
all over your face. Are those pimples?
Of this stupid storyline. So,
looking young over there.
Gunther and Nick Aldis have been having issues, and I must issue one correction. The first time they had an issue, they had a serious shoving match, but Gunther did not beat his ass, okay? He didn't the first time. They just had a shoving match, but Nick Aldis was suspended from his duties, and Gunther was sent home, okay? The storyline is that they returned to TV. I'm going to tell you the whole storyline here, and not what we learned, but what happened. The storyline was that Nick Aldis, after getting in a brawl with Gunther that led to him being suspended from television.
Preposterous!
His plan was to come back and say, Gunther, I am going to sign you and Sammy versus Cody and Punk. And if you guys win, you're both in the title match at SummerSlam. Why Nick Aldis would reward him with this was not explained. So, before he had a chance, actually it's even worse when you add this in.
Yeah,
before he had a
worse.
Chance to
it's
add
way worse.
Before he had a chance to add that stip, Gunther beat his ass and almost killed him, okay? Gunther has not announced the stipulation yet. He gets killed, okay? We are then supposed to believe that while recovering from being killed by Gunther, Aldis decides he really deserves this opportunity.
Oh, they were, the board was going to get rid of Gunther. They were going to suspend Gunther.
Yeah.
But Aldis petitioned.
Yes.
The board. He went to the board.
He, and I guess we have to do the storyline from here now that we know the ending. Aldis, okay, he was going to offer Gunther an opportunity to get into SummerSlam if they could win this tag team match. Gunther beat his ass. And so Aldis had two choices. He could either do nothing, in which case Gunther does not have a championship match at SummerSlam because the singles match is already made. Or he can say, Pierce, gift Gunther and Sammy that opportunity at Saturday night's main event. I am going to fly to the building. I am going to hide underneath the ring. I am going to wait
in a suit
15 minutes
in a suit
under
the
ring
in the summer.
I am going to presume the match will not end within the first 15 minutes. I am going to pray the referee will take a bump, and then I will prevent Gunther from getting a match at SummerSlam that he already doesn't have.
He also, I believe, for Nick Aldis, the Nick Aldis character, I believe he would also have to just assume or hope Gunther is going to cheat.
Yes.
To try to win,
yes.
Right?
I am going
to
wait.
He's not just going to prevent them.
He
has to hope that Gunther's going to try to cheat to win.
I'm going to presume nothing will happen for 15 minutes. I'm going to presume the referee will take a bump. I will presume at that point Gunther will try to cheat, and then I will screw him out of a match. He's not even in! There's got to be an easier way.
Oh, my. Yeah. How about a few weeks ago when they both got suspended? Nick Aldis could have, you know, the board could have been like, hey, you want to get reinstated? You have to fight Gunther. Settle like men.
Brother,
something
there's
like that.
There's a thousand easier ways to get to this than what they did.
This and the Oba, Femi, and Brock Lesnar situation are mind-boggling.
Bottled in what? Liquor? Do you mean mind-boggling?
No.
My mind is boggled. I suppose it could be bottled. I'm going to bottle your mind. Anyway, Punk and Cody won anyway because of Aldis. So now Gunther will not get a match he wasn't going to get anyway. Cool. It was a good match, though. I did think the match was good. What did you think of that main event segment?
I didn't even know it happened. I had to go back because I was like, I saw on social media.
Oh my God.
Of course. I saw on YouTube that Tyrese Halliburton, it said like Tyrese Halliburton helps Seth Rollins attack Roman Reigns. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, where did this take place? Was this after the show? Was this on social media, on the pre-show? What? Where did this take place? So I had to actually go back. Because I thought after that match, I thought they had like the hour post show on the stream.
No, they actually said during the match, they go, fans, stick around when this match is over because Roman Reigns and Jalen Brunson will be here. And they didn't say for what? They didn't say anything. It was the most vague, make sure you don't turn off the show because they're going to
do something.
Yeah.
I turned it off.
And you know what? It was as advertised. They did something.
They sure did. The OTC and the MVP came out. Roman Reigns had the crowd acknowledge them. He gave Jalen Brunson a replica belt. Jalen Brunson had the trophy from the finals. Tyrese Halliburton, the big-time heel from the Indiana Pacers, then came out after Seth Rollins' music hit. This allowed Seth to attack Roman Reigns from behind. And Jalen Brunson kind of got in the way for a little bit. Roman Reigns landed a Superman punch. Tyrese Halliburton got Seth out of there. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was the segment. That was the show.
You know what's funny about wrestling nowadays is sometimes all these promotions, like, they have the same problem. AEW and WWE have one of the same problems, which is it takes forever to get to the point. Like, these storylines, we've gone from, you know, a storyline is wrapped up before the show even ends, to now it takes months and years to get to the point. But then, at other times, it's like, we got two promotions doing two complete... This week, this is what I saw, okay? This week, I saw two matches made for an AEW pay-per-view. In one of them, Bandido is getting a shot at Kyle Fletcher's championship because Bandito wandered into an interview segment. That's the angle for this championship match. Then on Collision, Hikaru Shida beat Queen Aminata. She started hitting her with a stick. Maya World made the save. And now Maya World is getting a championship match on pay-per-view because she saved Queen. It's like, this is the exact opposite of this Nick Aldis Gunther thing. This Gunther Nick Aldis thing is so preposterously overcomplicated. And meanwhile, there's got to be something better than this guy wandered into this guy's interview segment. Now we're having a championship match on pay-per-view. This lady saved another lady from a caning. Now she's getting a championship match on pay-per-view. There has to be a middle ground. But we've got either way too complicated or that's how we're getting a championship match set up. That's the angle. I'd like something in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit of what do they call it?
Levity?
No. Like a happy balance. WWE announced that
I got another one.
Yeah.
With a happy balance for you.
What's that?
You seeing this new trio unit on Raw? It's my new favorite team.
Which one?
LA Knight, oh, yeah. Royce Keyes, and Solo Sikoa. I was like, they're doing this promo at Fanatics like they're the Union from 1997 with Big Show, Mankind, Ken Shamrock, and whoever else. Test.
I think
actually.
I don't know this for sure. What is this? But I think what happened was, I think SummerSlam was supposed to be Gunther and Royce Keyes because they did a TV match. And they very strongly protected Royce Keyes. Like, he lost, but it was like interference and a powerbomb. Like, they didn't have Gunther choke him out. And I knew immediately, like, okay, they're doing this match again. And I think that was going to be the SummerSlam match. But I think maybe they figured, we don't really want to beat Royce Keyes again. So then they went with Gunther and Aldis. And Royce got added to a match that was supposed to be a tag match. So, yes, now we have this bizarre pairing of Royce Keyes, LA Knight, and Solo Sikoa. It's just so bizarre.
I love it.
Yeah, oh,
it's my new favorite. I hope they get a name as a stable.
I do too. What could it be? Let's see. Keys. The only keys to the castle. Solo.
Wow. That was
Royce Keys, LA Knight.
Remind me
keys
never
to the
let
castle?
You pick a team name.
God. Brilliant. But anyway, they announced that Saturday night's main event. They're going to do a deal at Madison Square Garden, the theater at Madison Square Garden over WrestleMania weekend. You're going to be able to watch WrestleMania in the theater and also watch a AAA and also an NXT show. And I have been told, it has not been announced, but I have been told that their idea is to do watch parties around the United States in major markets. So they're trying to get a jump on this whole, you know, AEW and everybody else is going to want to do a Mania weekend. So the cities I were told were New York, LA, Dallas, and Orlando. So all those different places, they're going to like, it's like 1985 again. We're going to do closed circuit. You're going to be able to buy a ticket to a building to watch Mania, and maybe you'll get some matches or something like that. I don't know. But that is their plan to do an American presence over Mania weekend. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
You could tack on a power slap event to each one of them.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Thank you. I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, here's a quick look at the G1. Jeremy Finestone, our main man Jeremy, speaking of Strong Style Podcast. So the big story, if you haven't heard already, is that Shota Umino is out. I think we talked about it Friday after that match with Chicken Chest. Everybody gets 2 points in the B block as a result of him having to forfeit every match in the tournament. And so at this moment, after three nights, in block A, we've got Goto with 4 points, and Takeshita, Bolton, Tsuji, Shingo, Jake Lee, Great Okan, Yuta, and Ryohei Oiwa all have 2 points. And then for... Actually, Zack Sabre Jr. has 2. And then for the A block on Tuesday... block B. I'm sorry. There's all these pictures here. For the B block, everybody has 4 points, but Zach has 2 because the Shota forfeiture has been added in. Zach got 2 points.
I feel like
he concussed a guy.
Third grade with Billy Madison.
Now, did you listen to the old shows where Dave had to find his notes?
No, but hey, while I've got the camera on me, if the camera can switch, can I practice something real quick? Because I saw Dave do 2 sweet moves in Mexico City, and there were, and now he's got a second one. It was this
for the A block on Tuesday. We got Goto and Jake Lee, Oiwa and Khan, Takeshita and Ice, Tsuji and Sonata, and the main event is Shingo and Oleg. Sounds awesome. And then B-Block on Wednesday, Aaron Wolf versus Gabe Kidd, Oscar versus Inoue, Yui Uemura and Drilla Maloney in the main event, Zack Sabre Jr. and Callum Newman. Should be an awesome match. And that's it. Hey, Tom. I think thanks for today. We'll see you later this week. And we'll talk to y'all later tonight with Wrestling Observer Radio. Wrestling Observer Live.